Piso!
This is Pambazuka News reporting from the 7th Annual World Social Forum held in Nairobi, Kenya. This is Rob Telpaley with Pambazuka News. I'm reporting from the World Social Forum in Nairobi, Kenya. It is January 22nd, 2007, Monday, and today's topic of paramount concern is debt in Africa. I have the pleasure to be in the presence of a group by the name of Hope Raises. They're a Kenyan Christian-based group who talk about social issues, and they are social commentators in their own right. They're not only musicians, but they're also activists. Can you guys please introduce yourselves?
Yeah, what's up? My name is Danny Lonyango.
What's up? My name is Isaiah Kimani.
Hi, my name is George.
Okay, so I've got three members of the group currently with me, and they have just electrified a panel on debt in Africa. They've sung a couple of songs, and they're going to share some of that with us. So the first song that you'll be singing is?
The first song that we're going to sing is called G8. The song G8 talks about the African debts. So we are asking the G8 countries to cancel the African debts.
Okay. So we've got a guitarist and two singers with me.
G8, G8, we got a question for you. G8, G8, we got a question for you. Why do you want us to suffer? Why do you want us to perish? Yeah, to know we are the creditors, and yet to know that we are the creditors. Cancel debts, cancel debts. You the G8, cancel debts, cancel debts. You the G8.
A continent of Africa, a lot of suffering, poverty and hunger. People are dying. Wars are going on, diseases killing us, injustice in our continent. Because of the debt, the G8, you say that we really owe you. It's not true, it's not true. You are the robbers, you've stolen from us our resources. Cancel debts, cancel debts. You the G8, we got a cushion for you. G8, we got a cushion for you. Why do you want us to suffer? Why do you want us to perish? Yeah. To know we are the creditors, yet to know that we are the creditors.
Indeed, we are. That was absolutely amazing. They sang this song, and of course, they got standing ovations because the message is definitely powerful, and it's definitely a message that is relevant today for the continent of Africa as well as other countries that happen to be in crippled debt. So you're going to sing another song for me, I understand. What song is that?
The song is called Somebody Tell Me Why the Life is Like This in Our Motherland, Africa. This is a dedication to all the African leaders and all the people who are living in this continent. Why are we still lagging behind while other people are developing in terms of technology, in terms of so many social developments? This is a question that we'd like to ask our leader to look upon the issues that are facing Africa.
Great.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Somebody tell me why. Somebody tell me why. Somebody tell me why life is like this in the motherland Africa. Somebody tell me why. Somebody tell me why. Somebody tell me why life is like this in the motherland Africa. I wake up in the morning, turn on my radio. I get the news that 5 young girls are killed. The suspect was their father, leaving me to wonder what is wrong and why do these evil things. Every day our brothers killing one another. You take a look of the war that is in the food. Even in Somalia, Angaya, in Kenya, I want an answer. Can somebody tell me why? Somebody tell me why. Somebody tell me why. Somebody tell me why life is like this in the motherland Africa.
That was another excellent number by Hope Raises, definitely youth activists in their own rights, speaking truth to power always. Now, group for the group members, how do listeners of this particular podcast get a sense of a taste of your music if they want to order your CD? I understand that you do have a CD out. What songs?
Our CD is composed of 4 songs. Due to poverty that we are trying to talk about, we are unable to come up with an album, but we have the song that can comprise of 3 albums. But for now, we just have 4 songs in our CD. The DVD, which is a video of the Jihad song and Somebody Tell Me Why.
We've just heard some music from the group Hope Raises. So I'm talking to members Daniel and George. And Daniel, you were just telling me about some of the challenges you face being such a young person who wants to do something with your life. Tell me about some of those challenges and what is it that you'd like the international community to hear? What needs to happen?
Okay, the first challenge you face is that many people like our songs. They really love our songs and they really love our work. But the problem is that when it comes in terms of supporting us, nobody's ready to come up and really support what we are trying to do. And also, we are living in a society whereby, if you look at the music industry, in especially in Kenya, you find that so many people are doing commercial music. So for us, it's a challenge because we are trying to educate people, to create awareness. But the large population love the commercial music. This is also a challenge for us. And also, for example, many of our members are out to lack of school fees. We are supposed to be completing our high schools, but we have been unable to go back to school, which we believe is the most important thing for us in order to pursue what we are doing in music. So these are some of the challenges we face, and also the environment that we live is so difficult because so many things are happening in our environment. Like Korogocho, the very big dumping site there, which is killing a lot of people because of the pollution of the air, and so many things that we as young people were trying to come up with something that can really change Africa, can really change the society we are living. We are facing. These are some of the challenges.
And it sounds like you're discussing these challenges in your music, which is gaining momentum, it sounds like, not only within Kenya, but, I mean, I looked at the people who were listening to your songs in the Dead in Africa workshop. They were absolutely floored, and we think that your stuff is very phenomenal. George, can you talk about some of the challenges you face being a member of the group, being a Kenyan citizen, being such a young person who wants to do something constructive with your life?
Okay, thank you. You know, when you're living in Kenya, and especially you're coming from, let me talk, say, informal settlement, that's in ghetto, where we're coming from. Most of us have been born in ghetto, and we've been living there of our lives. And school life is what really can get us out of this poverty somehow, I would do say. But you find, as my friend Diana said, we can't go to school because we have no money, we have no fee. What we have, we spend in feeding ourselves. We're eating. Paying rent is a problem. Wow, it's a nightmare. Some of us, you have to be chucked out of house, of your room, every now and then. And not only that, you have your parents, perhaps you have your siblings, and you need to take care of them. What do you do? That's one of the reasons, as young people and hope raisers, you're trying to raise hope to the young guys in ghetto. Yeah? Despite the problem that they're being born there, they didn't choose to be born there, but they found themselves there. They need to raise up. They need to come up and do something better, not to resort to stealing or prostitution or any other thing to get money. But I do believe if we can do other things, yeah, we can go to school, we can do music, and we get something with our music, it can help us. It can really help us.
Great. Have you been able to talk to any of the other activists who are here at the World Social Forum? Because this is definitely a venue to discuss these issues. Have you been in discussion? Have you been able to dialogue with other young people who are just as politically minded as you are, but don't have the funds or the resources to do what you need to do?
Okay, this is one also part of the challenge, because we find that even the among the activists, they're those who are perpetrators of justice. We find this is a very difficult situation. We are entangled in a very difficult problem, because among these activists, we can say they are good activists, and they are those who are just here for their own personal interest. Because we started so long, many years ago, we have been working with these activists basically in Kenya, but they are just using us to come and maybe sing. They, our life are not improving. They're doing nothing about how we can improve ourselves. And also, like, when we were opening the World Social Forum, during the World Social Forum opening, we were supposed to take part in the performance. We were the last people to perform, and this, we felt that it was very, very annoying, because and very unfair. We are working with some activists, yes, but others are really letting us down. So this is, I can say, we have talked to many of them, but still up to now, many of, basically those who are living in Kenya, they haven't done anything, which is a very big shame to our social movement in East Africa, and especially in Kenya.
Okay, George, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would like to say, you know, when you are coming down, you are a down man, they are down there. You know, these big people or whatever, what they are, they like to step on you. If you try to stand up and talk for yourself, they won't allow you. And especially knowing that you're coming from ghetto and coming from the informal settlement, most of them will not like to associate with you. They'll only want to use you in terms of performance. After performing, they forget about you. But if you're coming from a family which is better off, and you're known from a good estate or something like that, they will give you a better chance. They will want to talk to you. They want to listen to you. They want to do everything for you. But now, if you're coming down from the ghetto, it's a problem. It's a problem. That's the first problem also we are facing. We cannot easily reach these big people. They can't give you a platform for anything.
Well, we hope and pray that with the publication and the podcast on Pambazuka News, that'll give you a platform, that'll give you a space and a venue to really air out your grievances. And I think through your music, you've done that. Through the commentary that you've just given me, you've done that. And hopefully we can establish a relationship between you and Pambazuka News. So we'll definitely be in touch. Again, we appreciate the work that you're doing, and we continue to support you in your efforts. So thank you.
Thank you for listening to Pambazuka News Podcast, brought to you by Fahamu. You can find out more about Fahamu at www.fahamu.org.
The music was kindly provided by Freddie Macha. To hear more of Freddie's music, go to www.freddiemacha.com. Maziwa Toki.